Will this money go straight into the current fiscal year state budget, or are you going to try to hold some of this back for next year? What are you going to do with it?
On the $209.3 million medical assistance money, based on the agreement that the governor and legislature came to already, that money will go into a dedicated fund, the Federal Stabilization Fund, and will remain there to be appropriated in fiscal year 12. So for the health care money, the $209 million, we know that's what's going to happen. It's going to go into a fund, and it's going to be available to help us with our fiscal year 12 shortfall.
What will that do with our shortfall then?
Well, at the moment, you know, it's very, very early in the process. You know, we put out an early estimate of $600 million. That was based on pretty healthy growth in revenue next year. I've seen other people estimate $1 billion shortfall, so, you know, pick a range there. But that $200 million will certainly help fill up that shortfall, but it's not going to make up the bulk of it, so we're still going to have a lot of work to do, but it is certainly welcome news.
I'm sure there are some people who are a little bit fuzzy, and I may be one of those, with the numbers that were thrown around or floated around earlier in the year about $300 million in Medicaid, and now we're getting $209 million. Is this the same thing that we're talking about, except $100 million less?
It is exactly the same thing, except $100 million less. And the reason it's less, the law that was just passed at the congressional level actually phases down the add-on that they give to states. So it is a lower add-on than would have been true under the old ARRA Act, and so it's less money for all states, not just Missouri.
Well, okay.
But sure, it's all good news. I mean, the 209 is definitely good news, and the 189 is definitely good news. We just need to figure out what exactly it means.